Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. In today's episode, I'm going to share 7 tips with you on how to deal with pain during sex and what to do about it in order to change the lovemaking experience from pain to pleasure, from contraction to relaxation, from silent suffering to a loving connection. According to recent studies, 10 to 20% of women experience pain during sex on a regular basis. But probably, I guess, the number of unreported cases is much higher because most women don't talk about it. Because they are ashamed, because of self-doubt that there's something wrong with them, or because they eventually came to terms with it. For thousands of years, no one has cared about how women feel during intercourse. It was either about procreation or about the satisfaction of the men. And I think that this past is still within us. It still shocks me how often I hear in conversation with women that they only have sex for the man's sake and that they see it as a duty, even if they don't feel any pleasure or even suffer from pain. Well, that's the way it is, I guess. Many of the women around me are also in pain. I have to go through that if I want to be in a relationship. That's the sentences I hear. And it really makes me sad. Therefore, it's very important to me to say this very clearly at this point. It's not normal for sex to hurt. Sex should be something that both parties enjoy. And there's certainly a way in which enjoyment can be made possible for both of you. But what can such a path look like? Tip number one. Talk about it openly. The first step of change is always to recognize the problem and to bring it into consciousness or into contact with others. I would strongly encourage you to first talk about it openly with your partner or with a girlfriend. Share in what situations you feel the pain. How does it feel? How is it for you to have this experience? And what effects does it have on your love life, your sexual desire, and your life in general? Sometimes this also helps to tell the other person in advance that it's not about having to give great advice. It's just about being heard, being taken seriously, getting compassion and understanding. That alone can be healing and set deep processes into motion. Tip number 2 is a medical exam. If you have already spoken about it with a trusted person, I would recommend that you have your gynecologist examine you to see if there's a medical cause for the pain. It could be endometriosis, skin disease, bladder infection, fungal infection, candida, herpes, or hormonal imbalance. That's just to name a few possible reasons. Here too, it's worth talking openly about the complaints and symptoms and, if necessary, having the disease treated. But often everything is fine from a medical point of view. What then? Tip number 3, listen to your body. Regardless whether the cause is medical or not, what is always worthwhile is to consciously listen to your body and perceive what it wants to communicate about through the pain. Most people's reaction to pain is to run away, to numb it, ignore it, distract from it. No matter, the main focus lies on not feeling the pain. But that's exactly what I want you to invite you to feel the pain consciously, to consciously draw attention to it, to stop during lovemaking and notice the sensation. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the pain? Where exactly do you feel it? How would you describe it? Is it more of a burning sensation, stinging, pulling, pulsing, throbbing? How would you describe it? Does the area feel rather hot or cold, tight or expansive? What color do you associate with it? Is it light or dark? What size and shape is it? Can you find an image or symbol for it? And then curiously research further behind the pain. What are the emotions behind it? What wants to be felt? What message does the pain have for you? How does the pain change when you watch it? What would make it better or worse? What does your body want to do to relieve the pain? Of course, you can ask yourself these questions and answer them internally but for yourself, but it can also be a wonderful and bonding experience to do it together with your partner. Maybe your partner can ask you the questions. Perhaps you would like to say out loud what comes to you intuitively as an answer. Most of the time, there's so much more wisdom in our body and our subconscious mind than in our cognitive mind. Therefore, it's definitely worth stopping and listening inside, instead of just looking for answers from doctors and experts on the outside. Tip number 4, have some loving touch or get a yoni massage. Of course, all of this, what I just described, can happen during lovemaking. However, it's often helpful to experience this conscious healing work as a part of a yoni massage, which is a female intimate massage. A professional massage therapist who specializes in yoni massage or womb healing is of course best suited for this, but it's also possible with your own partner or as a self-massage. Basically, we women store a lot of tension, stress, trauma, and emotions in the yoni. Just as stress manifests itself in the form of tense shoulders or a clenched jaw, it can also result in tensions in the pelvic floor and pain in our yoni. Yoni massage can help to relax this area, release old emotions, and dissolve energetic blockages. This healing work mainly happens through mindful touch, massage, and a lot of loving presence. The same applies here. If pain occurs, consciously feel it. Pause the massage, but consciously leave your finger in the place to allow the recipient to perceive what is behind the pain, what emotion, which message. Tip number 5, breathe and relax. What is essential in the whole process is breathing and relaxation. Quite often we tend to hold our breath in uncomfortable or painful situations to not feel so much. But in order for the pain, emotion or blockage to be released, we need to breathe deeply, slowly, consciously, deep into our pelvis, into the pain. In yoga, the saying goes, energy flows where attention goes, and that the breath is a form of prana, which is the Sanskrit word for energy. So by bringing my attention to the pain and trying to breathe into the pain, energy can flow into that area of my body and my own healing power can get activated. Exactly the same goes for relaxation. Normally, when the body feels pain, it tenses and our nervous system jumps into fight or flight mode. However, healing is only possible if our nervous system is relaxed. So it's also important to consciously relax the pelvic floor. Relax, breathe, and feel. And curiously watch what happens. Sometimes the pain goes away on its own. Sometimes emotion emerge. Tip number 6, allow emotions. If this is the case, it's important to consciously give these emotions space. We all carry minor or major pelvic trauma, be it the painful first time, too early penetration when we weren't ready yet, an unpleasant examination at the gynecologist, crossed boundaries, all the way to abuse or rape. Most of the time in these situations, there was no room for our emotions, and so they remain stored in the body and can also be a reason for pain during sex. In the case of abuse or rape, we definitely recommend therapeutic support to work through this painful experience. But if the trauma is more minor, you can of course also go through this process on your own or with your partner. So if emotions come up behind the physical pain during yoni massage or lovemaking, let them be there. Give them space. By feeling the emotional pain, the anger, the sadness, etc., the physical pain can also dissolve. This is also important for your partner to know. Many men are initially quite overwhelmed when their partner starts crying during sex, or they are afraid that they have done something wrong. That is why it's so important to talk openly about the topic in advance and to tell your partner what you wish for in such moments. Do you want to be held or rather no touch? Do you want to talk about it or rather not? Do you want to hear his perspective or should he just listen in silence? Most men are very grateful for clear instructions. Tip number 7, compassion and patience. Of course, all of this does not happen overnight and it's probably not done with a single yoni massage. Although, of course, it can happen, so give it a try. But even if it takes longer, it's important to practice compassion and patience over and over again and to celebrate small successes and advances. What can help is finding a form of lovemaking with your partner that you both can enjoy, in addition to the healing work. In case of severe pain, perhaps initially it's without penetration, so that you soon no longer associate intimacy with pain, but with pleasure, love, and connection. And soon, step by step, go to penetration again, very slowly, very gently, very mindfully. If you have any further questions on that topic, how you and your personal case should deal with the pain, please feel free to come out to our free consultation call and we will look together at what the next step would be in your specific case. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.